Hello.
Hello, Shonda. Hi,
Hello.
my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a
Yes,
recorded line about the Depo-Provera lawsuit.
ma'am.
Were you ever affected by Depo-Provera?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Okay, and have you gotten assistance in filing a claim?
I just spoke with the lady, but I haven't got no assistance. It's just the process of what I'm going through now, what I applied on online once I
Okay.
saw the commercial. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with
No,
filing a
ma'am.
claim? Okay.
No, ma'am, I don't.
We are in a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm you do not have legal representation nor have signed any documents retaining a law firm?
Yes, ma'am, I can find it. I have not.
Okay. And then is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what were you diagnosed with after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Long-term birth control.
Pardon?
What was I diagnosed with? I had a brain tumor.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What did they call the brain tumor?
Meningioma.
Pardon?
Meningiomai.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear you were diagnosed with the meningioma. And where in your body was the meningioma located?
I had a brain tumor, yes, ma'am.
In the brain, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. And when were you first diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain?
Was diagnosed around December of 2018.
Okay. And was it before Christmas, after Christmas?
Around before, around the 13th of
Around
December.
the 13th of December? Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/28/1984.
Okay. What did you say? 12/28/1984?
December 28, yes, ma'am.
Okay, December 28th. Thank you. And do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo-Provera?
No, ma'am, I don't.
That's okay. And did you receive a Depo-Provera pill or a Depo-Provera shot?
Scott, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
I don't understand the
The
brand.
injectable that you used, was it called Depo-Provera, Depo-Sub-Q Provera, generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
P-Pfizer.
Okay, so you used the Pfizer brand. And was it called Depo-Provera, Depo-Sub-Q Provera, or generic?
Depo-Provera, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And how many years was Depo-Provera used?
For at least 2 years.
Okay. And can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections within 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera between the years of 1992 through the present date?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when did you start using Depo-Provera?
I started using it around January 2016.
Okay. January of 2015, or did you say 2016?
16.
2016. Okay. And then when did you last use Depo-Provera?
It was around November of 18,
November
2018.
of 2018. Okay. And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Shawanda. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. And then I have your last name Ellioott.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And then I have a email address here for you. Is it Shawanda? Is that how I say your first name?
Yes, ma'am, Shawanda.
Shawanda.Golston@iCloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And then I have your phone number as 662-307-0238. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Okay. And then is that a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone, Miss Manny.
Okay. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
It's 427-512279.
427-512279.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your marital status?
I'm single.
Thank you. And what is a good mailing address for you?
720 North Sam Houston, Parkway E, Suite 301. That's in Houston, Texas. 77060.
77060.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's Suite 301?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it's street number 720 North Sam Houston Parkway, and then it's coming up as Parkway East. Is that correct?
That's it, Parkway E. Yes, ma'am, Parkway
okay.
E.
Parkway E, yeah, in Houston, Texas, 77060.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
It's not by a doctor. Dr. Taylor.
What was the name of the doctor again?
His name was Taylor Gist, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Gist, G-I-S-T, Dr. Taylor Gist.
Okay, and where did Dr. Taylor Gist practice out of?
In Houston, and at the Houston Healthcare Medical Center.
Okay, okay. Yep, I see Dr. Taylor Gist here. And how many times were you injected with Depo Provera?
I did it for approximately six weeks, about 4 to 5 times a week.
Okay. Okay. So what would you say? What would a estimate number would you want me to put down?
How many doses?
Yeah. How many times did they inject you with the contraceptive?
No, most of the times I would say, I don't know. At least, I don't know.
Just an estimate. Medical records will show the exact number. It's okay.
I would have said 40 to 50 times, maybe.
Okay. And then Dr. Taylor Gist was the doctor who administered the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then where did you see Dr. Taylor Gist out of again?
At the HVA Medical Center.
What's it called? HVA? HBA?
HCA. The Houston.
Thank you. HCA.
Yes, sir. And he was the one that worked on my brain tumor. I apologize. My doctor for my OBGYN that administered my shot.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Kimberly Hawkins.
Oh, okay.
My gynecologist.
Kimberly Hawkins was the doctor to administer the shot?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then where did Dr. Kimberly Hawkins practice out of?
Out of the same ACA Houston Healthcare Medical Center.
Okay. Thank you. And that's on Herman Drive?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then did Dr. Kimberly Hawkins also prescribe you the Depo Provera as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of the pharmacy that the Depo Provera was picked up at?
At the Walgreens, yes, ma'am.
At the Walgreens, okay. Thank you. Walgreens in what city?
In Houston, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Walgreens, Houston, Texas. Do you recall what street it was?
I do not, no, ma'am.
Okay. There's Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Westheimer, Montrose Boulevard, Buffalo.
Not sure which one of them is close here. I haven't.
That's okay. I'll just put Houston, Texas, and then medical records will show. Okay. And then, what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Did you have a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I got a CT scan and a biopsy with the they also take two blood,
Okay.
like use the blood and blood work.
Okay, thank you. And then, your diagnosing doctor, who was the doctor that found your meningioma of the brain?
Okay, this.
Dr. Taylor Gist. Okay, and Dr. Taylor Gist practice out of HCA Houston Healthcare.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then Dr. Taylor Gist, what was his specialty again?
Neurosurgeon.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, and have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, I did receive treatment.
Okay, what type of treatment did you receive?
That's what I did, the surgery, the radiation therapy.
Surgery, radiation therapy. Okay, and where was treatment done?
As a neurosurgeon at the HCA Houston Healthcare
Okay,
Medical.
thank you. And was treatment done by Dr. Taylor Gist, or did you have a different treating doctor?
It was done by him.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a family history of meningiomas?
No.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for meningioma?
No.
Okay. And do you have any medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes, ma'am. There, I get that. I can have school either way.
Okay. And then, do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay.
His name is Benny.
Bennn.
Bennie Henderson.
Okay. Thank you.
The number is 214-640-0999.
Did you say 0999?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And then let's see. Okay. And then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to verify that I have everything correct before I send over the documents. So I have your first name spelled Shawanda. Is that correct? Okay. And then I have your last name spelled Ellott.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have your social as 427-512279.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have your email as shawanda.golston@icloud.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have that you first started using Depo-Provera 2016, and you last used it November of 2018.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have that you were diagnosed December 13th of 2018 with a meningioma of the brain.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your date of birth as December 28th, 1984.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And then I have your mailing address as 720 North Sam Houston Parkway E, Suite 301 in Houston, Texas, 77060.
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, great. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. Give me one moment. I will walk you through them. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. That form will allow the attorneys to request your medical records. You'll see the retainer agreement. The attorneys work solely on contingency basis, which means you never pay them any money out of pocket ever. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. You get 60%, the attorneys get 40%, and if they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement on your behalf, you don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. Nothing comes out of your pocket ever, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And so you're going to get a text as well as an email. It'll say, Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Let me know when you see that come in.
Okay. I think I just received it and see.
Okay. And I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions. Go ahead and press that link. It should bring up a pop-up where you'll want to press yes or accept to receive SMS messages.
Not allowed.
What do you see on the screen?
I gotta read it. It told me to download it so I can read it, I'm supposing. I'm reading the download.
You shouldn't have to download it. Go back to the text and press the link.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe try it over. Because, yeah, you shouldn't have to download anything.
I'm going to get a sign, but when I touch my phone screen.
Okay, do you see a little square to check that says
okay.
I agree?
Fine. Okay, how would you like to return, upload, continue asking, okay.
Okay, and then do you see a little box to check?
Yes.
Check that little box and press continue.
It's not letting me press anything. I don't know what's going on with my phone. Like,
okay.
I see the documents, I see the box, I see everything.
Do you
when
see
I
it continue?
Sign, it's not letting me do it.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I don't think you've opened up the documents yet. What do you see exactly on the screen?
Let me see. I went trying to do my email, but I was trying to do the text message. It wasn't
okay.
doing the.
Okay, so on your email, do you see a link there to press?
And let me press it, and I'm in here now. And it says, please sign a message from Jeanette
yes.
Butler.
So now do you see a little square that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Uh-huh.
Press that little square.
Uh-huh.
And then now do you see a continue button
okay.
or a start button?
Yes,
yeah.
ma'am.
Perfect.
Okay, ma'am.
And then that'll take you to your first signature field.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And then you can either draw your signature with your finger or you can press select style and it will input one for you.
Yes, ma'am. I think I sent it back over.
Perfect. I just got it. Let me check. Okay. Yep.
No.
Perfect. I see your signature right there. And then the next step is you'll receive a call within the next couple days. It'll be from the law firm Ben Martin. They'll be calling you from, I believe it's a 214 number. But if you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. just try and get back to them as soon as possible because they won't be able to start the process of filing a claim and requesting medical records until they hear from you.
Yes.
So just keep an eye out for their number. Do you want to write down their number?
Please.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. Yes,
Okay,
ma'am.
so the law firm's name is Ben Martin, like Ben.
Okay.
And then Martin, Martin.
Yes, ma'am.
And then their phone number is going to be 214-231-2300.
Okay. Okay. All right, yes, ma'am.
And keep an eye out for their call. If you don't hear from them by the end of this week, feel free to
Yes.
give them a call yourself, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I guess we will.
Alrighty, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I'm sorry you had to go through all of this because of Depo-Provera, but I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay, Shawanda?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, and you too.
Of course, bye-bye.
All right.